Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who were fired from their jobs as flamenco dancers due to an unfortunate incident involving castanets. It's Patch and Switch.
You're not supposed to bring up the castanet issue once again.
Not me. Talk to announcer boy.
Jeez, we got to get him under control. I don't know what it is.
You know what? With the amount that we pay him, there's really no control involved whatsoever.
That's one thing that I think that characterizes this show is lack of control, which is a good thing. I like to think of it as the fact that we're being flexible. You know, we're responding to dynamic issues as they pop up.
Ludwig Klostenet.
Klostenet. I think that might be a new term. I might need to check to see if that domain name is already taken.
Hey, welcome everybody to the this exciting episode of the Patch and Switch Show. What's the episode name today?
Of course, you put me on the spot here. Wait a second. The touchscreen stopped working on my laptop. God damn it.
Hey, language.
Bing Foo Lapability. Soap dish is today's
the
episode.
The Bing Foo lapability soap dish. Lapability is hard to say.
It is.
Quickly.
It's no, I'm not going to try it.
Lapability. In the chat room today, we've got One Wise Geek. We've got Bjorn Enrique. G.A. Shock. Bender. Good to see you, Bender. I watched The Breakfast Club last night because it was on. And all the Bender lines, I just want to go grab sound snippets and play them during the show.
Nice.
Rigsby. Nothing to see here, one. NXA240, Ladwig has joined us, Sean Lowe has joined us, and it looks like there's a couple others here trying to get the scroll bar to work. TJZ and Walter, SJO. It's a big chat room today.
We're discovering new people. Our new people are discovering us. I think they're discovering us, which is a little bit scary.
So this is the frivolity that is the Patch and Switch Show. It is a call-in show.
And
we
know
that people can actually call in.
And we do have the ability to take callers this time because we have Skype working this time.
We worked all the issues out.
In case you missed it, last episode, there was a little bit of a challenge with the connector between the Chromium browser and what was it? The Blog Talk Radio interface with the Skype interface connected the tubes and crossed the streams. I don't know what it was,
two
tin cans and string were broken. So we ended up using the Polycom, the traditional Polycom conference bridge, to be able to get in, and it managed to work. But now we're back to our plain old vanilla microphones and studios. But we did have to relocate the secret bunker.
Yes,
we are actually one sub level down.
Yeah, we're further deeper
under the earth coming to you today. And we are here, we're good, and we're having some fun. We're fueled up on some coffee, and we're ready to go.
So if you want to join us, the number is 614-550-4348, or you can join us via the Skypes by simply signing up for a free Blog Talk Radio account. And that's also how you join us
in the chat room. Otherwise, you end up as an anonymous guest 1572 or something like that.
Yeah. Just 8675309.
Yeah. Don't be tricked and think you have to actually get a full-fledged subscription. You can just go down and choose the free one down on the list to be able to go off and all of a sudden get a name and a handle on Blog Talk Radio.
I want to shout out to Firekiller and Esposito who have just joined us in the chat room. As I mentioned, there's tons of guests in the chat room.
Wow.
So you want to get a free account and join us.
Nice. I see that our audio engineer is actually experiencing issues across the bunker's bulletproof glass. So hopefully they'll give you some kind of waving frantic hand signals in case there's something that goes wrong.
Yeah.
So we'll just we'll leave it at that. For those of you that are joining us for the first time, thank you very much for joining us. We have about four or five segments, depending on how we're feeling, for this particular show. We run for about 45 minutes, and it literally is just simply a bunch of IT people that are just laughing at themselves and or laughing at technology to kind of make things better on a Friday. And then for us, because we're in the great Pacific Northwest, we tend to do this in the morning, so yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Other newbie joining us in the chat room, TCMSU92.
Wow, jeez, all of these code names. I don't know what they are.
I don't get it either.
Yeah. So why don't we get started, man?
Sure. So the first segment of the show is from the trenches.
From the trenches. No, wait. I think we have a special sound that we're supposed to play here. Play this one here. Got it. Boom.
Oh, we forgot to connect the show up.
Is that what we're doing? Let me spin up the servers here. Hang on.
Yeah, spin up the servers. Get on the interwebs.
So, from the trenches that have been going on recently, have you had any actual technology issues that you wanted to share from stories so far this week? I've got an idea on one, but I thought I'd let you go first.
Well, I've been on the tour.
The tour?
Yes.
What are you doing?
So we've been talking about the winders.
The winders?
Yes.
Not the doors.
No, the winders.
Winders.
And showing off the Surface 3, Surface Pro 3 device.
There you go.
So good.
You know, there, now you just got
so
me jealous.
Awesome. All right, anyway. And on the tour, actually, we've been having some entertaining, because the tour, it's kind of a special CIO, CEO kind of.
It's not for the
NDA
general population?
Only, not general population.
It's invitation only?
Yeah, I was essentially running the B team of the Stephen Rose event.
The farm team.
I'm not Stephen Rose tour.
In Canadian terms, that'd be the World Hockey League.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it was fantastic because we did these presentations in some really, really cool venues. Like one venue, you could tell they've done like fashion shows and, you know, model shoots and stuff. So they're really
stop.
Kind of cool venue.
Fashion shows, and it's
well,
a venue for a bunch of
because,
IT folks?
Well, they just tried to get all these hip and cool venues because it's
okay.
Surface, right?
Yeah.
Surface is
hip
and cool.
That's where we get all the hip cachet.
Yes, exactly. The cachet. I like that word, cachet. At any rate, so internets can sometimes be a little bit tricky. venues that
the
are
fashion
not.
Fashion divas don't need to have internet?
Apparently not. So what we have done is they actually handed out a whole bunch of MiFi devices.
Okay.
For us to use.
Did you have to leave your driver's license as you picked one of those things up?
Or? No, I just had to sign in blood.
Okay, so secretly hide these devices under the chairs and desks so no one knew that they were there or something.
Right, exactly. Okay. Exactly. And we had some fun with the SSIDs
of
the MiFi devices.
Yeah, yeah.
Like FBI surveillance van 22 and the NSA is watching. And then my favorite one is Snowden is your friend.
Oh. Nice.
So, yeah, I enjoy playing with SSID names.
That's what I'd say. Like,
that's what I've been doing.
I'm trying to think. SSIDs are interesting on the personal side of things. I don't know about on the work side, if you're able to have funny SSID names at work or not, because not potentially office-friendly names can be used. I'm trying to think if I've had any weird SSID names that I've used in the last little while. See, I'm actually kind of boring. I just put them as weird Egyptian gods, normally.
J-Shock says he's seen a ton of passive-aggressive SSIDs around his house, and there's one that's inappropriate in the chat room. Ronnie Miller, too, has joined us in the chat room as well. Wanted to send a shout-out there.
Do you know what actually irks me the most is when you're at a conference, and it's a tech conference with a bunch of people, and they're trying to get on the Wi-Fis, and you always get those folks that create a PC to PC version of the SSID with the same name, thinking it's going to work better for them or something.
Yeah,
just crazy. A friend of mine was actually at there was up in Canada. I saw on the Twitters there was a MVP Open Day that was going on, and a good friend of mine, Dana, was up there doing a security talk. And he is known for his electronic surveillance countermeasures and security stuff. And I know that whenever Dana's around, you never basically turn on your Wi-Fis or your Bluetooth, just because you never know what's going to happen to your system. Or you turn into an impromptu demo on stage all of a sudden. Apparently, he caught a couple of people that had stuff turned on and had not exactly the best safe surfing practices underway. And so we had some good fun on the Twitters with that one there just recently with SSIDs.
In the chat room, there's a bunch of them. We iPhone 7 5G network that it's too hard for me to read. TCMSU92 said, Sean Lowe says, stop stealing my internet, which that's a good one.
Yeah.
we've hacked your access point. AZ Growler Guy and Christine Flora have also joined in. There's lots of newbies around today.
Crazy.
So that's awesome.
Now, we do have a caller. Should we risk trying to take one of these or what? Like, we don't have a dedicated production intern person today. The UK person is asleep or something. I don't know what it is.
Well, you know what?
That's, you know,
you can never go wrong when we bring a caller into the show. Hello, caller.
Hello, guys. Good to talk to you.
Hey, I do believe that this is our friend Chris W. from SoCal.
Yes, this is Chris W. calling in to speak to both you and the team. How are you doing?
We're doing well, Chris. What's happening?
Wow, man.
Nothing, you know, I'm just tanning right now, and I thought, wow, while I get my glutes brown, let me call Patch and Switch to see what's happening in the tech world.
I was supposed to say, I thought the word tanning and tech world should never be in the same sentence, I thought.
Well, you know, you can't always look like a piece of cod when you're programming. That's what I say.
Very nice.
Chris, how's things in Hollywood land, my friend?
Things are fantastic. I really can't complain. I'm starting to get a little bit more into my passion, which is technology and IT. So I wanted to tune in and see how you guys are doing.
So Chris, you've given up your passion for cowbell and taken up IT?
I've given up cowbell. I said to my wife, put that damn thing away. I can't stand it. Unless it's around your neck, but she's not into that kind of role playing. So instead, I'm now into more the programming and the IT. So here we go. Thank you.
Chris, what exactly are you doing in IT now?
You know, I'm working with a lot of different programming languages. I've got .NET, C#, Ruby, Perl, Diamond, Emerald, everything that you find in multiple levels of Sonic on Sega Genesis.
Go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to say I'm working with other pieces of tech like the Microsoft Hyper-V.
What do you think of the Hyper-V? What do you think of the cloud?
Well, the cloud is an amazing thing. One time I said, hey, can I take my milkshake and put it in the cloud and then go across the country and pick it back up in New York or somewhere else? Because I love milkshakes.
I'm pretty sure the cloud doesn't work like that, Chris.
Like that's like a transporter capabilities. They haven't quite gotten to that level as of yet.
Oh, wowie zowies. I must have been mistaken.
Although, technically, I guess you could create a virtual machine called Milkshake, and you could then import it from Hyper-V into Azure, as an example, and then you could transfer that around the world to different data centers. So it just doesn't have the same taste satisfaction as what you would have with the regular Milkshake.
Well, that just seems like a whole lot of work for nothing.
Hey, I like sending bits flying around the world to different data centers. And, hey, our Brazilian data center just arrived and is now online from what I saw from the public announcements. I got that in my email last night. So Brazil is now available for the World Cup.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Benner in the chat room says, Klaus's milkshake brings all the geeks to the cloud. Nice play on the song there. Hey, Chris W., what is your favorite piece of technology you're using right now, buddy?
My favorite piece of tech, wow, that's a question I'm going to have to think about for a second. There's so many pieces of technology that make my life easier. Like I mentioned before, I'm surrounded by Hyper-Vs. So I would have to say I really enjoy the Hyper-V.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic, Chris. Well, we're really glad to have you join us on the show. It's fantastic to have somebody of your stellar star power right here on
the
show.
I said to my friends, the last time I saw this many Hyper-Vs, I was in the Chi Omega house in the 70s.
In the Chi Omega house in the 70s.
It was a wild time. I was shooting a film, and let's just say things got interesting.
With all those hyper-V, I think that's a story probably not ready for prime time, Chris.
Probably not. Please don't leak that on the Twitter box.
Yeah, we won't. We will make sure we edit that one out of the show. Oh, so we're live, I guess, though, right?
Yeah, we're live.
Oh,
we are live. But you know, I mean, when somebody of the star power of Chris W. from L.A., you've got to have him on the show. Got to have him on the show.
Awesome,
Chris. Any closing words? Because I know you're a busy man, and you probably have more tanning to get to.
I've got to roll over and get my other side, but I'll leave you with this. Remember, as you use your technology every day, think about all of the children playing in a field somewhere. Thank you.
Chris W. from L.A., everyone, on the Patch and Switch Show. Unbelievable. Chris, thanks for calling. It was fantastic having you on the show.
Thank you. Can I validate my parking here?
Yes, yeah. Just see the unpaid UK intern, and he will validate your parking.
Lovely. Thank you both. It's a pleasure.
Thanks for calling. And hey, feel free to call it again, buddy.
I think I might.
What? Oh, we lost Chris. We lost Chris. Chris W. from L.A., everyone. Fantastic. We're getting huge.
That's crazy, man.
We're getting huge. We
it's
have
no longer just a single person
superstars
that's calling in anymore.
Joining us.
Yes. It's no longer just one person calling in. Wow. So
you're speechless.
I am. I'm like dumbfounded. Absolutely. Next segment. Beer money? Is
yeah.
There time for that
let's move to the next segment of the show. Hyper-V's in sorority house. That's
nice.
That's awesome.
Here, I got this.
That's awesome. All right, go ahead.
There we go.
What are you doing?
I'm playing this out, man, for beer money.
there you go.
I was looking for some interesting PowerPoint transition sounds. You know how you put those in whenever you have a new bullet point come on, just to make your PowerPoint more impactful. And this was one of them, actually opening a beer. it's a rather long one.
You actually use sound effects to make
sound
your
effects
PowerPoints
to make
more
PowerPoints
interesting.
More interesting. It's a secret I learned from the art of PowerPoint presentation. It's a fascinating book. We should all read. Beer money wise, though, I have a success to announce.
A success. If you
remember for the last, well. It's almost from the history of the show. I've been fighting with the SAN, the lovely EMC VNX 5500. I have turned it off.
It's done?
It's off.
That's it? It's over?
I'm never going to get the data off the disks. I've given up on it. I have officially turned it off. And by the time the next show airs, it'll be gone from the server room.
Wow.
So it's off.
That's That is quite an achievement unlocked.
It's very cathartic, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like I have closure.
You have closure.
I'm saving probably about $1,000 in power a month, too.
are you still going to counseling, though?
No, we decided that we don't want to meet each other again, so we're just going to go our separate ways. And then I'm just going to bottle up this anger and this energy inside my body and then channel it for one of the next shows. So the VNX SAN is no more. But it's been replaced, obviously, quite successfully with one of the data on storage boxes, clustering the boxes. And if you remember as well, I think in a previous episode, more so for In the Trenches, I was talking about how they sent me the wrong network interface cards,
yeah.
NIC cards.
Did you ever get that resolved?
So they can't figure out which ones to send me because I'm talking to the sales rep, who's obviously not technical, but working for a technical sales company. And so I went in, and he sent me a link to the exact same card that they sent me. Would this one work? And I replied back saying, no, that's not the one I want. And I said, I need to have this kind of connector, RG45, 10 base T. It's got to be working with regular copper, down level. And the look that you're giving me right now is exactly the look I pictured that he gave me as well for what kind of card to be using. So I actually did his work for him and went to the website and the vendor's website, not his, the vendor's website, found the exact card I was looking for, sent him the link to say, I need to have 8 of these, please. But now, he hasn't come back to me with the price yet.
Bender wants to know if Chris W. could recover the SAN. Like maybe children in the field.
I don't know. Maybe
could use the sound.
He's already surrounded with Hyper-Vs, so maybe a couple of extra blinking lights. The fans would cool him off because I hear you get hot as you tan.
Oh, yeah.
And so it'd be a very cost-effective 220-volt power, 240-volt power we could plug in next to his chaise lounge.
J-Shock wants to know if we can office space the sound.
Technically, no.
And TCMSU92 just said, did he just say 10 base T? No wonder the sand doesn't work, which is exactly why I was just giving you this really straight look of, what are you talking about 10 base T?
Because that's the connector of that you use, RJ45 10 base T connector is what it's actually called on the card. It's not the standard for how fast you have moved the bits across the wire. That's how Intel describes their connector in the back of the card.
Well, Esposito says at least he's put his ArcNet away.
That is true. The ArcNet is gone. I did find the 1 ohm resistor at the other end. Actually, it's 10 base 2. That's not ArcNet. I ripped off a lot of, I ripped out a lot of ArcNet in my day. Back in the day, I ripped a bunch of that stuff out, along with all the serial cables to the green screens.
Sean Lowe is asking, why did it take so long for pricing? You've been waiting weeks for pricing lately. Maybe it's just... Is spending up now, and so they're just so busy? Is that the issue?
The reason why is because, in case you don't know, this is June, which is Microsoft's end of fiscal year. And so there's a lot of money that has to be spent before the end of July. Before July. And so all the vendors are typically now having to deal with a lot of Microsoft requests. So technically that one there was kind of a trail off to the last section because it is kind of work-related. But the beer money one that I do have, besides that one, is actually my... Dear Son 12 laptop.
Okay, so you were talking about this issue where it would just randomly just
die.
The display would go away.
It wouldn't throw an error message or a blue screen, but basically the video would just die. So obviously the video card was what was linking to it. I did some further research and nothing happened. I talked to Andrew from Defrag, the guy that's actually... runs the team that you send your Dr. Watson info to whenever you send Dr. Watson info.
You mean he actually is Dr. Watson?
He actually is Dr. Watson. His first name is Andrew. He gave me some suggestions on what to basically do to capture a crash dump, and he did confirm that it was the driver. And I'm like, okay, well, let's just go back in time, and we'll use the officially approved and provided Dell 2010 driver. For the video card
versus the
up-to-date OEM version from NVIDIA. And lo and behold, as soon as we went through and did the old driver, it stopped doing the issue. So some kind of magic sauce has gone on with the OEM implementation versus the native driver, if you had the native card from NVIDIA, and magically it was happy again. So my issue now becomes I want to upgrade the laptop to 8 or 8.1 update, one service pack 17 carry the Q, whatever it's called. The Windows driver goes in by default, not the one from 2010, even if you do an upgrade. So it basically replaces the driver if it was in place, if you do an upgrade, with the modern one, and the modern one busts. So I need to go back in and put in the old one. But NVIDIA wraps their driver with stupid version checking and won't allow you to do it. So I'm hoping that maybe someone in the chat rooms or the hardware guru, otherwise known as Rigsby, might be able to give me some ideas on how I can force a down-level driver with a wrapper preventing the version to be able to install because I can't just do a update hardware INF file, point to the INF directory structure. It's NVIDIA. It's got this 180 meg driver crap thing. Otherwise, I'm stuck on Windows 7.
Challenge out. Challenge
is out.
Challenge has been dropped. Got a shout out to Magaijit, who's joined in the chat room as well.
So is it Magaijit or is it Minijit?
It's Magaijit today.
Okay, Minijit is having a hard time running across the keyboard, jumping to hit
Correct.
The keys.
Yeah.
He can't log in for some reason.
He's
probably
log
one of those guests.
Room. And Pat Strama has joined us in the chat room as well as, who else? Michael Tangs has joined us in the chat room. It's full. Like, there's just so many people. I can't keep track.
J-Shock was asking us about, is magic sauce different than the magical IT fairy dust? Well, the magical IT fairy dust is actually reserved for Mark Rusinovich. Or is that Is that magical pixie dust?
That's pixie dust.
Or magical Azure dust.
That could be magical Azure dust. Yeah, I think so.
So, yeah, the magic sauce is simply...
Andy's joined us in chat room.
Just whatever Dell happens to have done with their system. So,
challenge is thrown out.
Like, do you know what to do? Like, am I stuck? Like, you're kind of very knowledgeable on client and things.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. That entire story,
yeah,
completely checked out. I completely checked out. I was watching the chat room.
I'm running a serious radio show here, and you're not even listening to my stories.
I'm sorry I was in the chat room. What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
I don't know.
So do you have any...
Rigsby says you can stop the auto Windows driver install.
You know, that's an option. I'm trying to think. That's like... I wouldn't even know how to do that. Is that like a registry setting? Or no, yeah, I probably have to modify one of the
You know what
files.
I'll do? I'm going to take Ladwig. He gave a good suggestion. I'm going to go back and I'll listen to the show later on demand,
yeah,
and then I'll help you out.
Oh, nice. So why don't you share one of your beer
Michael,
stories while
Michael,
I go get a coffee over here?
Sure, absolutely. Michael Sam says local policy is the way. Rigsby says, and since he's already left, Rigsby says it's a setting within devices and printers. We won't let him know. He's no reg hack needed. He's pouting. There's nothing I can do with this. I mean, it's not my fault. I was being entertained in the chat room.
Nice.
He's back.
Nice.
He's back. So, yeah, in the chat room, setting in devices and printers, there's no reg hack needed. So,
so now,
as far as beer money is concerned, I haven't bought anything. I haven't been home.
Yeah, well, true. I haven't been home
to do any support issues,
right?
So, I honestly just have not been around, so I've not earned any extra beer money.
Nice.
I did actually try, I have to say this, speaking of beer, I know we kind of go into this caveat, that I tried a couple of new beers in Texas.
That's what I'd say. We always somehow manage to transition from beer money to just beer talk.
Well,
it just slips in there.
Michael Sain said, Issaquah Brew House had a garage sale, 12 large bottles for $22. That's fantastic. Rigsby says he's going to hit you up with a link later on the Twitters. Their switch. So there was one that was made out of Conroe, and it was a pale ale.
Made out of what?
Out of Conroe, Texas, which is just north
of
Houston.
Oh, I thought that was an ingredient.
No, in Conroe. It's made in Conroe.
Okay. I am geographically challenged.
It was fantastic. And then
what style of beer was it?
It was a lager, a pale lager. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
Had a lot of flavor for being kind of a light-ish beer. Very, very good malty kind of flavor. I was really impressed by that. And the name is escaping now, but I'll actually go on the lines and
find
everything.
If only there's a service you could ask.
I know. But I wanted to make sure, you know, I was in the show.
Yeah,
I didn't want you to walk out again.
I know.
See,
I'm looking at, I've given you eye contact right
yeah,
now.
I'm intently
listening.
Better a pale ale lager. It was a pale lager, or a lager. I forget what it's called. I'm barely into a cup of coffee. I'm jet lagged. Don't criticize my lack of.
Yeah, he's got that
word coming out.
He's got that switch. Don't screw with me kind of look in his eyes right
exactly.
now.
Yeah, exactly. I still have at least half a cup of coffee to go before I'm actually active and functional.
What other beers?
A new brew from Shiner, actually, which is actually a light beer.
Yes. Now, a lot of people were actually panning Shiner Bock during the Tech Eds.
They don't like the Shiner Bock?
Well, I think it was because it was just the default alternate beer that actually had flavor, and it was in bottle form. I find that Shiner, like most beers, are better when you get them from the tap as opposed to in a bottle. It's just the way that it's served, I guess. But
guess it depends on where you get it, right? Because there were plenty of places that Shiner Bock was available on tap.
Yeah, yeah, but just at the conference center itself, they had them in bottles.
Oh yeah, it was
it's a conference center.
We really didn't even have any kegs.
Yep.
Like we weren't even able to bring our own keg.
Right.
So the brewing company is called Southern Star, and I'm looking it up here on the webs, and it's the Bombshell Blonde, which was.
Oh,
that was really good.
I had one of those.
Yeah?
Yes, I had.
So it's an American Pale Vienna Malt that combined. Just enough hops are added to give it golden, rich, colored ale. So it's an ale. I thought it was a lager, but I guess it was an ale. California ale. An IBU of 20.
Yeah.
I found that I would not even give it an IBU of 20.
Once you get below the 20s, it's very even hard to distinguish there's any bitterness in there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You could get the good flavor of the hops, but it wasn't bitter at all. And it went down really, really
fast. Yeah, so I had some of those the very last day. I went over to that little restaurant across the ways that was next to the park. I forget what it was called, next to the conference center.
Yeah.
And that was the beer that I had.
And then I also had their Buried Hatchet Stout.
Buried Hatchet Stout.
And that was fantastic.
Nice.
That was fantastic. Actually, they served it with a spoon.
With a spoon, in case you needed to.
Very stouty. So good.
Nice.
It was so good. All right, sorry.
We made beer last weekend, or 2 weekends ago.
Two weekends ago,
we were talking about the beer. The beer is successful so far.
Is it all happy?
The yeast action is finished.
Ooh.
And, Patch and Switch are departing to go to Barcelona tomorrow. Prior to departure, I've got to rack the beer off of the yeast cake. And make it so that it's in secondary, and that's when I'll be adding the blueberries.
Ooh!
So this is a
this is a
Hefeweizen
that
is we're calling H1B or H1 blueberry, named after the international visa you have to work in the U.S. because it has American two row malts and it has a Czech red wheat as the main grains that are being used. It then has a German Hefeweizen style. Yeast that's being used that imparts a banana and clove flavor. So banana and clove with blueberry as a summertime beer will
be
fantastic. You're basically going to be like eating a blueberry muffin, I do believe, when you're having it.
That's
so
fantastic.
I got to go off to Costco, the Costco's, and pick up some fresh Canadian blueberries that are frozen.
Hey.
And fresh Canadian blueberries that are frozen.
That are frozen. Yeah. Frozen. So
and
they are frozen.
In case anyone's interested, I'm doing probably about 5 to 7 pounds of blueberries inside each of the 5-gallon batches that we have.
So. Rigsby just posted, the boss just handed him a severely dying hard drive and said, this terrifies me to say, but Rigsby, you're my only hope. How many times have we had that happen, right?
Please help me, Rigsby. You're my only hope.
Help me,
please
Rigsby.
Help me, Rigsby.
You're my only hope.
You're my only hope.
Was there a droid involved?
Was there a hologram going?
That's what I want to know. What I want to know.
It's a hologram hard drive.
Bender says the Lakefront Coffee Stout is epic. He's been drinking it since the 90s. I actually saw that at the beer store.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't get a chance to pick up a can.
So up here in this same, just to kind of close off the beer segment section.
Yeah, sorry.
Have you bought your ticket for the home brewers, so the Craft Brewers Festival in Marymore next weekend for Father's Day time frame?
No, I was unaware of
250 craft breweries inside Marymore.
How do I not
Our
know
audio
about
engineer
this?
Has just jumped on the internet to find out where he can get tickets. So it's in Marymore Park, which, in case you don't know, is a 650-odd-acre massive public park down here in the HQ area of Redmond, Washington. And they've got this massive craft brewers association from around the world. We have a German intern that's coming in to still.
The German intern? Unpaid German intern.
Unpaid German intern, just to say hello as we're talking about beer.
Yeah.
So the beer festival is on for the weekend. I'm going to be buying tickets and.
Even jet lagged,
I'm going to go to this thing.
That's
so
fantastic.
It'll be a lot of fun, I think. Sounds like a German thing for sure.
John Marshall Zero has joined us in the chat room as well. People just keep coming by, new guys. So shout out to all the new people.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get back to the tech talk.
Oh yes. So the next one here, if I have my lovely soundboard thing, is this guy right here.
I agree, Bender. Bender just said the Founder's Breakfast Stout is quite awesome. Yes, I agree. Founder's Breakfast Stout is very good. All right. So anyway.
Random spending.
I have random spending.
I purchase things because we're going to Barcelona.
Yeah.
And I'm always looking to add new travel items to my tech kit that I bring with me. Some people have like a shaving bag that they carry all their shaving and toiletries inside of. I've got a tech bag that I carry all my tech stuff with too.
With the technology.
I brought them. So if you all look at your microphone through your screens in the chat window, I'm holding up a fantastic little device here. You can see it's about the size of...
It's a radio show.
I thought there was video on this.
Oh, no.
So that's when we were at Tech Ed, there's video.
Yeah.
So I bought a... who makes this? This is Sabrent. They make a bunch of different types of laptop accessories.
Yes.
It has an on-off switch, and it is 4 USB 3... hub, 4-port USB 3 hub.
Ooh.
That has maybe a, I don't know, about an 8-inch or 9-inch little pigtail of a big connector
USB
on it.
USB connector, yeah.
Because my Surface always has issues with only having one USB port.
Yes.
And so I now finally have a nice style USB 3 powered. No, not powered. This is not powered, unfortunately.
It's a non-powered device.
So the reason why I got this is because it was dirt cheap. I think it was like $15.
That's fantastic.
Now, I'm willing to bet it's probably made in China, and it probably also is just using the blue connectors, and it's not really USB 3.
Well, we should speed test.
So
right
we're gonna. I'm gonna do a speed test later today to find out how fast it transfers stuff. I know that you cannot plug in an external powered hard drive, as an example. It does not pass the power through. So that's leading me to believe that it might actually work as a USB 3 device. But to supplement that at my desk, because I have a similar problem with Ultrabooks only having one or two USB ports, I picked up a distribution hub that has seven USB 3.
That is
3.
Awesome.
It's it does require separate power. And this one here, I did not opt for the version that has a dedicated charging port USB that you can get. This one here just is seven ports. It is super speed USB 3. This one here is from Anker, A-N-K-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And it was regularly $70, and I got it for like 30 or something like that.
That's awesome. So Harjit wants you to post a link for
sure.
Everybody on the Twitter.
Yes,
so.
And I'll give it to you affiliate free because I don't believe it's good to try to make money off of people. So I'll just send you the raw link to what it is on the Amazons.
Yeah. That's
so this
that's
one's great
awesome.
Because so basically I have this one plugged into
you
my
have the
docking
power
station.
Cord?
I left it at my desk, but you can't plug it in. Sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to steal
it. The neat thing about this one, you can't steal it. This cord. Is also my protection. Don't get your hands off that one. this one here is neat because it has a little LED indicator that says it's working correctly. So you never know about USB ports being plugged in correctly if they're working. So it comes on when it has power. And hilariously enough, although I've never done this, I don't know if any of our listeners do this. This one's very popular with the people that use the little Arduino devices. What are they? The little system on a chip things.
Oh yeah.
That they use for Bitcoin mining.
Yeah.
So someone's actually made a little device with these big massive heat fins that is dedicated to strictly doing Bitcoin mining. That they plug in, and then they have fans that also plug into this to be able to cool those damn things off.
Arduino and Teensy, says Sean Lowe in the chat.
There we go. See, I'm glad that someone was always...
And there's a big, massive conversation about beer in the chat room that I'm not paying attention to because I'm listening to you.
You're looking at
me,
which is good. Absolutely. I like that. The attention is great.
So, Michael saying says, stand back. I know about Bitcoin. He's not afraid to use it.
Nice.
If he can actually use it.
Yeah, so that's those are two quick things I did for as far as purchases are concerned.
Shock says, we need patch and switch coin.
Patch and switch coin. The value of that would fluctuate so much. although I think our stock's going up because we do have a good number of followers on the Blog Talk Radios.
Yeah,
so
it's negative value.
It's negative value. So those are my two recent ones that I got for things. And this actually brings up a good transitional point, unless you have some.
I do.
I heard when I was recording the Ping Show yesterday that they're coming out with another new standard for USB, and they're solving the biggest issue. What do you think is the biggest issue with USB?
Not enough ports.
No. The biggest
not
issue.
Not fast enough.
Everybody's had this. Whenever you plug in a USB device into your machine with the big fat end connector, you always put it upside down.
Yeah.
It's reversible.
Reversible USB?
Upside down, right side up, upside down, right side up. It makes no difference. That's the rumor that I hear. It's unconfirmed on the internet.
Sean Lowe says that people plug it into the RJ45 jack.
I've done that before. Don't laugh.
I'm sure you have.
you don't know how many USBs. Like it's just like the nature of quantum physics, the fact that you go in and you plug it in one way, it doesn't work. You flip it around,
so
it doesn't work.
Like
you plug it back
USB3?
In the same way the first time, and the freaking thing works.
Right.
It always does that.
So is it USB? Is it going to have the speeds of USB 3, or what do you know about that?
That is undisclosed. It is top-secret information. I just heard that, I don't know if this was, it's on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Of course.
They're basically making a reversible USB plug as a new standard to be able to eliminate the biggest grievance people have. And I've seen people marching in the streets about this. there's just no way to get the USB
plug. Only around the secret bunker would you see people actually marching in the streets.
There's streets out here?
McGuyjit says reversiblesusb.com. I'm not sure I want to click that link.
Yes, just so you
Andy
know.
Andy says beware of the claws net. So anyway, Rigsby's
got it.
IEEE USB plug standard is type agnostic. So it's going to work at fast speeds. That's all I want.
I think even the new Dr. Dre headphones are going to use it.
Awesome. Can't wait. I can't wait.
Everybody... No, wait. They just got bought out, so they're probably going to use some kind of proprietary connector that only works on Android
devices. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, enough of that. It's time to behave. I actually got a really cool device from the lovely people in Houston.
Yeah?
A
wine
when
stopper?
We were there. No, that was before. I actually have a portable universal travel adapter that's got this really cool, I think it's pleather. It's not a real leather case.
Yeah.
It's a pleather case. Awesome.
Can I give you a warning about that?
Yeah. Please warn me.
I broke it already.
Shocker.
There is a very small fuse that you can remove and replace, most likely replace. But if you don't want to replace it, if you take a paper clip and you bend it so that you have about a 2-centimeter long piece of metal, you can put it in the place of the fuse holder, and it works again. No, it's perfect. It's perfect. So
there's a reason the fuse exists, right?
What it makes the connection so the power works. I don't understand why they just don't use wires instead of these fuses.
Yeah, because, you know, you wonder why things blow up. Like, literal explosions. I mean, okay. You know what? I'm so glad that you're sitting on the other side of the aircraft, because when you take down the power from the entire half of the plane...
I've done that before. Did you know that?
You will not plug in this device. You know what I will do? I will bring an extension cord,
and seriously.
I'll have my little splitter.
You are not plugging
in this adapter. Plugging it into the hotel either.
I've taken down an entire row in the plane before.
I'm sure you have.
So apparently, the plug-ins and planes do not support laptops that draw more than 90 watts of power. And so I was trying to get some demos worked on as I was coming back from a trip from a vacation from Hawaii a little while ago. This was like years ago. And I had my Lenovo W520, and that's 120 volt power, or watt power supply. It's a big brick. And when you plug it in, it would work great. It was green light. It was all good. And then about 10 seconds later, and the buddy next to me would like start looking around, like, what's going on? And then I unplug it. And then I go and I plug it back in again. It's got a green light. Boom. And it's down again.
Ludwig says, and he looks perfect. The paperclip is perfect. Perfect for starting a fire. And Bender says, now we know why the sand didn't work. Faulty paperclip.
Actually, I found that there's a special type of copper paperclip you can get, which is better than the nickel-cadmium metal hydride ones.
Cadmium metal hydride.
You might be able to do them as like a battery replacement. I heard you can actually just take a larger battery and you can wire it together.
I actually just got an email from the airline stating that you will only be allowed to bring your Surface device on the plane.
Okay.
To prevent you future from taking down the power of the entire airplane.
I got it.
So we only have a couple of minutes left, and I want to make sure that we get time to get all the shout-outs in. So let's name the show in the 2 minutes that we have left. So in the chat room, somebody shout out, and maybe hopefully some of our new folks shout out a word. It has to be appropriate because
Work
we do
safe,
word
please.
Association.
Work safe.
I'm not going with that one. Come on, type faster. No, Michael, are you kidding me?
That's two words.
You know what? I'm paperclip.
How could you not do it? Okay, that's a perfect one.
And Michael says Snicker. Paperclip and Snicker.
Heike, give us a word. First word. Anything.
Anything. There you go.
There you go.
So write that down.
We get the real sharp ones as interns, don't we?
Yeah absolutely. So write it down.
Oh, wait. Let me get this.
It's paperclip.
Wait, hang on. Wait. Notes, pads, starts. Was it paper?
Paperclip, Snicker, anything. So that's going to be the name of the show in 2 weeks' time when we get back from the Spains, because we're going to the Spains.
Yes.
And in fact, we leave tomorrow. I can't believe, because I literally just got back.
Shout-outs, man. Say hello to everybody.
Well, we have 90 seconds. Anything to cover? 20
no,
seconds.
I'm good, man. I'm completely tapped out. My coffee is empty. I'm waiting for someone to tap me on the shoulder to say you're out of here.
Well, I'm just waiting on the band.
The band is late.
Yeah, they're having a hard time getting set up because there's so many people in the studio here. So, hang on, there's the door. The door comes in. All right, guys, you gonna play? Hey, there they are. There's the band. So I've got to thank Chris W. from SoCal for joining us on the caller line. fantastic having him join us in the chat room. All right, here we go. Are we ready for this? I've got to get the scroll bar. My thing, this isn't working. All right. One Wise Geek, Andy, AZ Growler Guys, Yarn, Christine Flora, Enrique, Esposito, Fire Killer, John Marshall Zero, Jay Shock, who always joins us. Always great to see you. Harjit, glad to see you in the chat room as well. Bender, come on. Michael Sainz. This is technology at its finest here as I'm trying
you
to...
You can grab... There you go. Grab
the let's see. Rigsby, Pat Strama, Scott, Sean Lowe, TCMSU92, TJZ, Walter SJO. Thanks for joining us. We're back in 2 weeks' time. Until then, have a weekend, everybody.